under fraud. Completely visible with lying and spying for all. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You believe that the Constitution's the best document in political history?
Greatest political document ever.
There you go.
Thank you.
I want to know, how is it possible to believe that when it's based on racist principles? They describe indigenous peoples as merciless Indian savages. They don't describe African Americans as full people, and they don't even recognize other people of color and other minorities that we see today. So I just want to know how you think it's possible to believe that's such a great document.
Thank you for the question. Where does it say that in the document? No, keep her. Where does it say that in the document?
I'm sorry, what?
Where does it say what you said in the actual document?
I'm not entirely sure,
but... It doesn't.
No,
That's a college campus.
Yeah, that was a college student. Like, you know, indigenous peoples, like, it has it in there. I love Charlie Kirk saying, where is it in the document? Where is it? And she goes, I don't know. I don't know what she said. I don't know. That's about the extent of it. And welcome back. Last hour on a Monday live, we've got Dr. Pesta with us. Dr. Duke Pesta is one of the only university professors that is conservative, that will speak out about the things going on around the country. I always love his take. Welcome to the show, Dr. Duke.
Hey, thank you, Kate. Hey, I do have an anecdote if I can share with you real quickly.
Please.
Because of the clip you played at the beginning. About a year ago, I was going to have a debate at a local college here in Wisconsin. It's called Ripon College, a little liberal, snooty, left-wing liberal arts college. Uh-huh. And at the last moment, I was going to debate a DEI officer from the government of Wisconsin, the state government. And so we were going to beat the debate about DEI and campus censorship. At the very last minute, literally 2 hours before, apparently she looked me up and decided she didn't want to do it, so she quit. So rather than cancel the event, they scrambled to find somebody to debate me. And the person they chose was a 20-year-old African-American studies kid. He was a young kid, 20, and a black kid, he volunteered to do it, very brave, I suppose. And so we were sitting across the table from each other, and we had a big room full of people, and we were discussing DEI and censorship in the name of progressivism. And he said to the entire room, he said, "The Constitution, you know, Dr. Pesta, contains passages where free speech are prohibited in the name of social justice." That's what he said. He said the Constitution actually had places in it in which that speech was overwritten in the name of people getting along with each other. And just like the clip you played, I asked him, I interrupted him and said, where in the Constitution is that? And he immediately ignored it and went talking about something else. So this is pretty endemic, right? This idea that not only do our students at colleges, expensive $60,000, $70,000 a year colleges, they don't know what the Constitution says. Mm-hmm. And they believe everything that they want is in there. It's a scary situation. And I know we're going to start by talking about what's going on America's campus right now and this absolute anti-American nonsense that we're seeing on all the Ivy Leagues, the big colleges all across the country.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you had that experience, though, because it really, I want to show people. I mean, we were talking earlier about what's going on in high schools and middle schools, and it's just abhorrent. But what's going on the campuses, too, and the level of non-education that is going on, uneducation. It is really amazing to me that they're bold enough to make the statement, knowing they can't back that up, but bold enough just to make the statement, thinking no one's going to ever challenge them. Right.
Well, it was really interesting because that was a very difficult situation I found myself in. Here I am, a tenured professor with a PhD and a couple of master's degree. And this is some poor little kid they dragged out of class to sit there. And I had to be very, very careful because telling the truth was going to be perceived by most of the audience as bullying that kid. I told the truth. Don't doubt me. I did. But man, it was a difficult line to walk. I would rather have debated 10 DE officers from state government, because I could have just gone off of them.
Right.
I mean, you have no idea how I had to turn down my sarcasm meter. It was killing me the whole time.
I'll bet. But that was my point, though, that he knew what he was up against, yet he still made the bold statements. I mean, that takes, I mean, my gosh.
I'm convinced. I'm 100% convinced. Some idiot political science professor told him that. Right. He was a true believer. He actually thought that the Constitution allowed for censorship in the name of free speech, in the name of national tolerance. And so I don't blame him. I blame his professors. But when I asked him, and then you hit it, Kate, when you ask them to say, okay, if you're right, simply show me, they don't apologize. They don't backtrack. They don't say, oh, maybe I was wrong. They just pivot to the next talking point. It's scary. Little zombies.
And it sounds like the teacher that he heard that from is bold enough to say it without proving what he's saying, which I think is going on a lot in the classroom. They'll say these idiotic statements without ever backing them up. And the kids aren't bright enough to say, wait a second, can you show me that? Can you tell me who that is?
This is really prescient, because you and I didn't plan this.
No.
You just said, just last Thursday in my class at the university, I said that exact same thing to my professor, to my students. I was making some claims about what Biden was doing and how he was undermining the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And so I showed them. I actually called up a couple of resources to prove it. And then I looked them in the eye and I said, you know, this is the only class you're ever going to have in this campus where I show you where I'm getting my information. I ask them, raise your hand if you've had another professor here in your 4 years at this school that actually took the time to show you where they were getting their information. And nobody did. And I said, so explain this. Explain it to me. Why? Why is it that we say all kinds of goofy stuff to you? Why don't you ever ask for proof? And you didn't ask me, but I'm putting it right in your face because I want you to see that I'm telling you the truth.
Right.
So you should now go forth and every time your professors make broad sweeping statements, ask them for truth. I'm not confident that any of them will, but I hope it was a good lesson for them.
Yeah. That scares me. I mean, honestly, that means the teacher can say whatever and the kids are going to walk away going, that is absolute proof and fact. You know, it goes to the my truth thing. It's my truth. You don't have a your truth. There's the facts. There's the actual truth, but you have your opinion about the truth. So those other professors are never really disclaiming that. They're not saying that this is just what I think.
Well, it's worse than that, Kate. They're actually telling these kids that the truth is actually white supremacist, that logic and empirical evidence and argumentation and documentation, they're literally telling these kids that whenever anybody gives you a fact, you don't argue the fact.
Right.
You simply point out that your facts are white supremacy, and therefore the lie is right there elevated to more true than the actual fact is.
That is so true. And then they watch TikTok videos that put it into a 60-second little nutshell that never, ever disclosed the facts either, right? So, I mean, we talk all the time about our sources. We're reading from their own stuff or congressional records or what have you. But a lot of people don't do that. They just spit it out. And so I'm so glad that you made that point, because I don't think when we're sending our kids off to school, we don't realize that they're not showing, for the most part, I would imagine that this is going on a lot of places. They're not showing them proof of anything. They're just giving them really their political ideology and their ideology as a professor, but they're not having to prove it. And if the kids don't ask, you know what I mean? The kids could nail them on it.
Well, certainly in the next segment, I know we're going to give some examples of what you just said, how these liars lie in their own career. How often have we seen in the last 6 months these DEI, these diversity hires, the Claudine Gay, the former president of Harvard, who plagiarized her PhD? And you're beginning to see that all these DEI people have just stolen what they've written. And once they steal it, they get PhDs that they didn't earn. Mm-hmm. Then they immediately get fast-tracked. Do you really think Claudine Gay would have made it to the top of the top heap at Harvard, if she actually had to work for it? No way. And so stolen PhD, gives them the doctorate. The doctorate gets them hired over other people. Mm-hmm. And then once they're on campus, they're immediately rocketed up to the highest level of echelons in the system itself. And these are the same people, by the way, who are talking about systemic racism. I mean, your typical white dude, you don't get the job. First of all, you plagiarize, you get thrown out of school. You don't get the diploma. Then you're going to have to get a job based on the premise that there's nobody of darker skin color you, or you're not going to get that job. And then once you get in, you'll never climb that ladder. I mean, if you don't have the racial bona fides. So when we talk about systemic racism in this country, right now we're in a position where that is exclusively on the side of the left. It is the race hustlers. It is the DEI hires. It is when did DEI be able to go into Budweiser's corporate office and completely destroy billions of dollars and not get fired? When did it happen that medical schools like UCLA, as we'll see after the break, where UCLA hires non-medical people to be DEI officers, who are then forcing medical school students to say oaths to Hamas and get down on one knee and worship Gaia, which we'll talk about. It's absolutely unbelievable. The DEI people who know nothing about anything, who plagiarize to get where they are, they're simpletons. Imagine some of these morons on TV.
Name one. They're the, all
Sharpton. Imagine Sharpton with a mortarboard on his head. That's what you're getting. Wow. And they completely control now how business and law and medicine are being practiced in this country. And it's all a sham.
By the way, UCLA study, gay couple. This is their study. Gay couples at greater risk from climate change. And Harvard students enrolled Harvard, where Fetterman wants to put Romney, lying Romney. Anyway,
well, Harvard students. Kate, I understand why gay people are under the gun because of climate change. There's going to be fewer hamsters in the world.
Oh, stop it. You're terrible. Okay, Harvard students enrolled in Taylor Swift class actually pulled an all-nighter. They had to pull an all-nighter. Do you want to know why? The Tortured Poets Department released the release of her new album. They took it to task, okay? And by the way, I think five or six of the songs on that Tortured Poets album are actually explicit. That's our cute little Taylor. Anyway, Harvard has a class, and yes, they pulled an all-nighter just for that reason, because she had a new release. Oh, well, they're doing the work of geniuses.
Yeah, and somebody criticized the album.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that when we come back. Be right back. More with Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milty on the Kate Daly Show. Kate Daly.